Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. I'm Dante Payne, and it's about to go down. Yeah. Y'all hear that sound? It's about to go down. It's Dragon Sports Live. Welcome to the show. Let's get it. So, y'all know how we do it. We go into music. We go into different things. But we're going to kick off our show off right with Don Ready on Me. Check it out on Dragon Sports Live.
Don Ready, stay ready. Yeah, man, I been 10 toes, kick game, lot of goals. Couple times I probably show that's on me, yeah. Man, a boy been chose, now we shooting for the gold. I just gotta hit the road, that's on me, Sometimes I be what my problem is, but God told me that he got me, that's my confidence, yeah. Now I'm going MVP, we keep balling till they freak. When you build for the league, that's on me, yeah. Ain't no way around it, down ready, stay ready, you know how it sounded. Dang right, get it straight, man, we glowing all the way. And I might do it for the bay, I'm on. They won't leave me alone, but I'm not on my own. Big God, shalom, best believe that we growing. When them demons come and dig, I ain't gotta plead the fifth. I just tell them what it is, yeah. Now they asking who is this. Bet they thought it's battle shits the way we making all these hits. Bet they thought I battle spit the way I pack it up and rip. But don't watch this, it's just my gift. I get my spit and then I dip. I pack the box but never trip, yeah. Man, I been 10 toes, lost my way. Need more faith, I need more hope. Yeah, but God told me that he got me on the stairway to heaven going rocky, we ready for real. Yeah, man, I been 10 toes, kick game, lot of goals. Couple times I probably show that's on me, yeah. Man, a boy been chose, now we shooting for the gold. I just gotta hit the road, that's on me, Sometimes I be what my problem is, but God told me that he got me, that's my confidence, yeah. Now I'm going MVP, we keep balling till they freak. When you build for the league, that's on me. Yeah, man, I got a purpose, and I know it's certain. Know that Lucy lurking, but we still working, working. I was hurting, hurting. God had to coach me up, man, I was learning, learning. Now it's A+, like it's a paper. Marinated in his favor, I got that flavor. Now we all up in they taste buds. Ronnie can't touch, been released by the savior. I got the waiver, yeah. Excuse me, so cold they might sneeze. So dope they might fiend. We cook for the king, and he told me it's he. Yeah, hot like some pepper jack. Play this in the winter, they gon' think we bringin' summer back. Lucy not a threat, we not impressed, yeah. He gon' think Gillette, we at his neck, yeah. Man, look, I was really down bad. Almost quit on what I had, now I'm back. Why they mad, man, we ready for real. Yeah, man, I been 10 toes, kick game, lot of goals. Couple times I probably show that's on me, yeah. Man, a boy been chose, now we shootin' for the gold. I just gotta hit the road, that's on me, Sometimes I be what my problem is, but God told me that he got me, that's my confidence, yeah. Now I'm going MVP, we keep balling till they freak. We build for the league, that's on me.
This is for the days that ain't sunny. This is for the days I ain't make money. This is for the people looking at watching, turning and stopping, cause my hair cutting, don't know what to say to me.
Guess what?
I guess I've been winning. I guess that's why my window's tinted. Yeah. I can't keep up with a pulling figure. All these thoughts up in my head, I'm just trying to get my ends up. I make it hard for me.
I make it hard.
You say Mars, you a star to me. It took me 26 years to realize I was heaven sent, and none of you would ever play a part in it. Things change. I turn high hopes into fate. Why am I always to blame? I guess some things just don't change, and that's real. You ever told a person how you feel, and then their response gave you chills? Made it kinda hard to pay the bills. Feeling missing something, but I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a kid, maybe it's my ex, maybe it's a deal, maybe it's my next, maybe it's a check, maybe it's respect. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do, who I'm gonna fuck next. I don't know what the fuck.
Pain and pleasure.
To attack me, rides. And like every other nigga, I force myself to kick it. We can't ever do shit to attract me. I won't tolerate it. That's how mama raised me. I may have problems, but I got standards too. Covenant's been on vacay. Hormones been on payday. I'm a walking contradiction. Like a nigga, if I go hard on you niggas, feminism. Been searching through these niggas for the peace I've been missing. Took a lot of heart, not a lot of gold digging. I got a not addiction for these niggas, that's a given. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that last song that you just heard was Sunny by Loretta Mars here on Drag Sports Live. It's been a sunny day, but it's also been a rainy one. On top of that, we got a lot of things that's power been shaken up in the world of baseball. So MLB wants Deputy Executive Director Bruce Meyer to be replaced with Henry Mario. Now, Henry is a guy that help the minor leagues get the union, be a part of the MLB Players Association union, got them to be together as one, got them to not have their own union, and more things for that. And amidst the power struggle, I don't see why the power struggle happened, but I guess it's certain things that portray that
happen.
Scott Boras, who is an agent, he backs the MLBPA leaders. Even though he got high profile players like Blake Snell and a few others who they got paid. They got in a bag. He helped them. But yet he's backing the leaders and you thought he was one for the players. But no, he actually helped them. So with that being said, you know, pitcher Blake Snell did just get a 2-year, $62 million with the Giants. So he got in his bag, similar to his other client, Cody Bellinger, and a few others. So it's like, okay, what's really going on here? Because that's kind of crazy. That's all I got to say. It is crazy that you're back in the leaders, but never know what that power struggle is. To be honest, I think baseball really needs to have a cap. If they have a salary cap, then you can't go over it. You can't get these monster contracts that everybody's been getting for the last couple years if you have a cap. You won't be able to get a 10-year deal and stuff like that. Well, you would, but it's going to hurt against the team cap. They don't really have a cap, so let's see what goes from there. Yankees third baseman DJ LeMahieu has a bruised foot, will miss time. But Aaron Judge is back in the lineup. He's back from injury. He was dealing with issues with his back, but now he's back. Twins pitcher John Duran has a oblique strain, so he will be on IL along with pitcher Caleb Thibar with a hamstring injury, as well as pitcher Anthony Discofani with an elbow. All those players going to be on IL for the Twins. So, with that being said, cool. Trevor Bauer will pitch a 5-game for Diablos Rojos. Hasn't pitched since July 21st in MLB. So he will pinch them. He also got to pitch against the Dodgers in the exhibition game as well. But hopefully he's hoping to make a comeback back into the MLB. He's hoping to come back. He still got a lot in his tank. He still got a lot to do. You know, all the sexual allegations against him, that's in the past. Now he's trying to move forward with his career. So it is what it is on that. White Sox pitcher Garrett Crochet will be the opening day starter for the White Sox. And then the Reds lose center field TJ Freed to a fractured wrist. He was hit by a pitch in their last game. He will be on IL. Don't know the extent of time yet, but he will be on IL. Astro pitcher Jose Ellery is on IL with a forearm strain. Braves all-star pitcher Bryce Elder to the minors. They optioned him off to the minors. In that move, they also brought in pitcher Ronaldo Lopez, who was in the minor league, would make the rotation and would be the fifth day starter. So that's a big assume. Veteran outfielder Cole Calhoun retires after 12 years. He was an Angels 8th round pick in 2010. So after a 12-year career, he called it quits. PA announcer Ronell Brooks Moon to leave the Giants because of no new contract. She was the first black female in that position to maintain that position. Dodgers wine opener, I should say wind opener in South Korea with Shohei Ohtani with two hits, who got a lot of drama speculating around him right now because his interpreter, whose date he had, that was his best friend, was accused of stealing. Basically, Ohtani just came out and said that he don't know what's going on with that. He don't know what's, like, I didn't know that was happening to me and stuff like that. We'll see, because the ongoing investigation is going. So, because of that, his interpreter is fired, and he already has got a new one. But, like I say, he didn't know what was going on. He just doing what he got to do. And that's playing baseball. Jays trade infielder Santiago Aspen to the Reds for minor league pitcher Chris McAlvin. The Reds also got second base Mac. Well, I should say their second baseman Mac McClain might need surgery on his injured left shoulder, which might cause him the rest of the season. So he might be done. Dunzo. Done. But pitcher Michael Lorenz agrees to a one-year deal with the Rangers. And Rays designated hitter Jonathan Arenado placed on IL with a broken ring finger. Mets also add J.D. Martinez on a one-year deal. Striking that up. You know, when you still got some gold, you good to go. But that you never know what happens with these injuries. A lot of these injuries happen during spring training. Sometimes it's in the bourbon. Sometimes it just happens. But hope for the best. That's why you add players. You have players in rotation to keep them moving and keep it on grinding. So you'll know what's going on and when it goes. We had some exciting games that happened to you this past couple week. So that those games happened, but none, you know, most of them not that important. Well, they are, but it's the beginning of the season. You got 167 games in baseball season, for those who don't know. So we start in college baseball. It's getting ready to start soon. We definitely in MLB just starting. A lot of people having their first opening days this coming week. So we'll see what goes, how that goes. Ain't really none too much for you right now in baseball. I did get a couple of extensions, but I'll let y'all know that on the next show. So stay tuned. But I'm going to give y'all some more music here on Drag Sports Live. And then we're going to talk about what's happening in the NFL. We are less than 2 weeks out from the NFL draft. And we're going to do that. But I do got some unique hope with the song Down coming up on Dragon Sports Live, followed by Money is a Habit by King Bowen, Day One. So check these songs out on Dragon Sports Live. And then when we come back, we talk it up football. And those who are new to this, this is Dragon Sports Live. Not just your typical podcast. It's your podcast for sports and music. And you can catch this podcast on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. You can even catch it on YouTube at DONPE1. So without further ado, I give you unique hope down on Drag Sports Live.
Transparent, think they know it all. Yo bitch bad, my bitch okay. Better. Give her money? Nah, never. Nah. Let her count it, sounds better.
It do.
I gotta get this money, understand me.
Understand
it's
me.
Probably why these broke niggas cannot stand me.
Can
if
I
it's money
me?
In the air, I gotta grab it.
Gotta grab
and
it.
If your bitch wanna fuck, I gotta smash
gotta
it.
Smash
and when it comes to getting rich, I gotta have
gotta
it.
Have
cause
it.
All I know is counting money is a habit.
It's a habit.
It's a habit. All I know is counting money is a habit.
It's a habit.
It's a habit. All I know is counting money is
a habit.
Hoes all on my phone, money keep on calling. It's a habit, I'm in traffic, trying to get this paper, I'ma stash it. That cash coming, cash going, niggas talking, hoes hoeing. Nigga, I ain't really worried about that shit. Money, I'm trying to get them Benjamins. Tell my nigga T-Bone, he done called my phone. He said, hey, look, bro, I need a verse, go ahead and kill this song. Says, yep, I did it, no, I freestyle, ain't roll shit in a minute. Yep, yo, bitch, I beat that pussy. Man, look, nigga, you just a gimmick. I ain't trying to hear it, nigga, I tell them like, look, let me clear my throat. Cause every verse that I speak, nigga, hell yeah, going gold. All them albums I sold, nah, let me slow down for a minute. I ain't so shit, I'm tryna get rich. Nigga, I'm tryna ball like a bitch. Niggas ain't really talking that shit that they spitting on they songs. They ain't living that, they ain't really that. Man, them niggas fake, they ain't killing that. But look, yup, I'm Doe Hendrix, D-O-P Hendrix. Bet your bitch gon' feel it.
If it's money in the air, I gotta grab it. And if your bitch wanna fuck, I gotta smash it. And when it comes to getting rich, I gotta have it. Cause all I know is counting money is a habit. It's a habit. It's a habit. All I know is counting money is a habit. It's a habit. It's a habit. All I know is counting money is a habit.
If there's money in the air, I gotta grab it.
Gotta grab
and if your bitch wanna fuck, I gotta smash it.
Gotta smash
and when it comes to getting rich, I gotta have
it. Gotta have it.
Cause all I know is counting money is
a habit.
It's a habit.
It's a habit.
It's a habit.
It's a habit.
All I know is counting money is
a habit.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Welcome back to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. I'm Dante Payne, and it's about to go down. Now, I didn't even know that I was supposed to be working today.
I looked at my schedule before. It didn't say that.
But let me give y'all some more music. Let me take this call real quick. I'm back. I don't know what just gonna happen, but such a lot of confusion going on with my schedule at my new job versus my old job, and yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, I originally was supposed to be basically at work, and I didn't know I was supposed to be at work, which that happens, but it's also because we got a lot of new people running the schedule, so it is what it is. I didn't know I was supposed to be at work. I'm normally off on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You got people that's been in the game for eons, and their schedule's been the same, so it's like, why change it now? But it is what it is. I'll just go in tomorrow. I won't be in trouble. I'm excused for that. But anyways, Chase Young signs a $13 million deal with the Saints on a one-year deal. With the NFL this year, it's basically everybody signing their, you know, basically, any player that wasn't on the team, that was on the team, that was a cap hit, basically doing a 1 year tryout with a different team. Some of them wanted to move, some of them didn't want them to move, but they're doing a 1 year tryout with these teams. So you got a lot of 1 year contracts. We also got the draft coming up. Speaking of, and with that draft coming up, some people gonna draft what they need during the draft, but that's the teams that's drafted in the top three all need quarterbacks. The Bears, the Washington Commanders, and the New England Patriots. New England Patriots definitely need a quarterback. They don't have one right now. I think they still got Bailey Zappe, but who else they got? They traded Mac Jones to the Jaguars. So it's like, who do y'all have? Some loaded and just trying to find the right talent, but others, hey. It is what it is, but let's see what that goes. The 49ers will lose their 25th draft choice, as well as go back four spaces as a result of payroll error. So with that being said, you lose basically whatever position you got, you're going to move back, and those teams that was behind, you're going to move up. which is crazy, but I like it. 49ers signed quarterback Joshua Jobs to a one-year deal. Who's been spectacular with the... The Vikings, when he came in for the Vikings. So, let's see how that goes. Raiders signed running back Alexander Mattison to a two-year contract worth $7 million. And then we also had Langston Van Esch. He's retiring because of neck issues. Lions released Cameron Sutton amid police search for the QB. He was at the facility, and the Lions was basically urging him to turn himself in, but a day later, they released him. So that happened as well. And, you know, just many different things happening in the course of, like, we don't know what's going on with this player, what's going through his head. But stuff happens. That's all I can say. Stuff happens. It happens. So you best to believe you got to keep moving forward. But stuff happens. So that is what it is with that. It's kind of crazy with that. Something was on my camera. Jets also... Lions also, defensive end, Romeo Okwara retiring after 8 seasons. We're also getting a lot of retirees in football seasons, just like injuries, stuff like that. So he's also retiring. Jets left tackle Tyron Smith, who was a new piece to the, saying they got all the pieces in place to win. Basically, it's like a win situation now. You got Aaron Rodgers coming back from an Achilles injury. You added new people. You got Moses Morris. You got Tyrod Smith. And a few others. But the owners also plan on keeping Zach Wilson as the backup. They don't plan on trading him. They plan on keeping him or waiving him. So they plan on keeping him there. Ex-Saints receiver Michael Thomas to enter Pritchard division. Ex-Cardinals VP accused of choking his neighbor, which that kind of threw me off when he was like, oh, he's accused of choking his neighbor. What did you do to your neighbor that, like, what did your neighbor do to you that you decide you want to choke your neighbor? I don't know. This is why I stay to myself in most cases. Like, I go in, I go to work, I hang out with my friends that I always hang out with, I play ball, I work out. That's all I do. I don't do nothing else. I don't. And, you know, I play with my son and hang out with my wife. That's the best thing to do. That's the only thing to do. But at times, it be that way. So, NFL had proposed, we got quite a few rule changes. One of those rule changes was the hip drop tackle that now has been banned. It's approved by NFL owners, and it was 29 out of the 32 teams, so it was like 29-3 or something like that. That proposed that ban, so that means they can't drop their weight onto the person, like drop their hips to drop, causing a injury, because that specific tackle caused 25 injury. Caused injuries for 25%, which was most compared to any other tackles. So they decided to ban that. On top of that, they're going to adapt the XFL kickoff return, since they feel like the kick return was dying off. It wasn't really a kick return, but that's also because you got these kickers that's kicking the ball way to the end zone at all times. So we'll see how that kickoff. But basically, if y'all remember the kickoff in the XFL, the NFL will adapt that kickoff where they line up at the 20 and the 30 and basically try to prevent safety for the safety. That allows them, hopefully it will rejuvenate kickoff, but we'll see where that goes. We'll see it in preseason, and we'll check it out. Now, as much as a lot of people disagree, but Caleb Williams showed off at Pro Day. He showed off he can pocket pass, he can throw the deep ball, but he's also good on the move if you look at his games when he was at USC. He showed out, and then he dabbed it up with the coaches, hugged the coaches. Matt Efras was impressed. Keaton Allen was impressed. It's impressive. It's a little bit arrogant on his part. Like, okay, I understand some people don't do things at the combine, but don't make it seem like you got the number one, you got the number one draft. You got that top pick sold up, because they can go a different route at any given moment. You don't know. Like, you're not the only person that they're looking at. You do got skills prepared to Patrick Mahomes, but like I said, you're not the only person that they're looking at. So you got to be humble with it. That's all I got to say. You definitely got to just be humble with it. Now, the other person who didn't show up to nothing was Marvin Harrison Jr. So hopefully he still get drafted, because it is a need for a wide receiver. But he did go up to Pro Day. He wasn't at the combine, even though he was supposed to be interviewed at the combine. Like, you didn't see him pop up on the screen. He didn't do it via Zoom. Nothing. He just didn't show up. So we'll see where that goes. The Chiefs traded Ladarius Sneed to the Titans for a 25 third-round pick and a 24 seventh-round pick swap. And then Chargers signed cornerback Christian Fulton to a one-year deal. Browns add running back Dante Foreman, who was with the Bears last season, had limited time, and, you know, was a healthy scratch. But they also give Henry Judy a 3-year, $58 million extension. And the Jets also recently added Mike Williams to a 1-year deal as well. Bills add safety and Chiefs add safety, Chief safety Mike Edwards. And on top of that, we had Michigan defensive line coach Greg Shrubs resigns after an OWI arrested while under the influence 5 days after he took the position at Michigan. So he steps down amidst that. Washington's Troy Dannon replaces Trav Albert as Nebraska AD. And Iowa offensive tackle Caden Prater re-enter protocol and rejoins the Alabama back with the Roll Tide. So that's what's going on with that. I do got more news coming to that as we get closer and closer to the draft, y'all. We about to have another exciting show for y'all. So I might do a draft special on that. I haven't decided yet, but that's if I don't have to work during the draft. I got to look again. But I might do a draft special for y'all just because it's awesome. But with that being said, we're going to move on to what's going on in NBA. So Wizards rookie Bilal Kalim, he's out for the rest of the season with a broken wrist or fractured wrist, however you want to say it, but he's out. Kings guard Kevin Huerter exits the game with a shoulder injury, and that was against the Grizzlies in their last game. On contact with Desmond Bane with 1:51 left in the first quarter. It didn't look too good. It didn't look too pleasing at all. I was like, ugh. But we'll see what that goes as time goes. Knicks forward OG Anunoby expects to miss time with an elbow injury. And Lakers forward Christian Wood is out for several weeks with a knee injury. So And then teams that was number one seeds in the men's division, you had UConn, Houston, Purdue, UNC men's. And three 20-win teams, Providence, Seton Hall, and St. John's were all snub. But as far as the seeds go in the brackets, well, that's a little bit different because we had upsets. And I love when I see upsets, in, especially in the brackets. Like, a lot of people's brackets was broken off the bat because you had upsets. You had first round upset. Like, we had Yale beating Auburn, Dunkey's beating BYU. Kentucky falling out to Oakland. North Carolina State beating Texas. James Madison beating Wisconsin. Like, these was all upset. Some of them, some schools just blew out. Like, Houston blew out Longwood first round. Mississippi State losing to Michigan in the close one, but that was actually a really good game. Grand Canyon beating St. Mary's. So, like, those are the upsets that you had in the first round. Second round, a little different. Well, no, we still had an upset or two, but wasn't too bad. Well, the only other upset, yeah, it wasn't too bad second round, but I love looking at upsets. We got more games happening on the 28th with the Sweet 16 starting. UConn San Diego, gonna be a good game. Illinois versus Iowa State. And then North Carolina, them the games that's happened on the 28th. Also North Carolina, Alabama. Clemson versus Arizona. So can't wait to see those games on the 28th. On the men's side, women's side, same thing. Basically the 28th is happening there. That's Sweet 16. Well, that starts on the 29th for them. So, South Carolina versus Indiana. Oregon versus Notre Dame. Notre Dame's been tearing it up. Iowa versus Colorado. And then LSU versus UCLA in the Albany 1 region. Region 4. Texas versus Gonzaga, USC versus Baylor, which that's also going to be a good game. So we'll see what that goes, how that goes, and where it goes about. But it's going to be a great game in that sense. Don Keith's coach, who he's going to retire, he's retiring at the end of the after the tournament. Who also coached LeBron James, Keith Dumbrot, he's retiring now. Since they got knocked out. So yeah, since Donkey's got knocked out, he's retiring now. He's calling it quits. You know, they got knocked out in the second round, but they ain't make it to the Sweet 16. So that happens. But this was Donkey's first NCAA bid since 77. So big ups to them on that. Congratulations in your retirement. Hopes all go well. And, you know, All to the well, all is to the best. Michigan sophomore Doug McDaniel will enter the transfer portal along with guard George Washington III, following the departure of Howard. So since they decided not to bring Howard, they just like, oh, we're going to enter the portal and probably go elsewhere. Because Howard obviously brought a lot of people there. Like, he's actually a pretty decent coach, just didn't have a... This season wasn't really the best for him at 8-24, but, you know, some people have down seasons. DePaul is 0-20 in league play, and they was 34-35 in Big East games. So that's why they end up losing their head coach. But, you know, hopefully that gets better for them with their new coach, who is Chris Hartman, the former Ohio State coach. He's hired as DePaul's new head coach, so hopefully that can change, you know, that league play, that 0-20 in league play in 34 and 35 in Big East games. Hopefully they can change. A-Rod and McLaur gets a new back in the bid for getting the Minnesota Timberwolves as well as the Minnesota Lynx. And that's Dido Capital, who partners with them as a new financial backing. Hopefully that pushes them to get in that bid of getting the Wolves. They trying to be owners of that team. Speaking of the Wolves, so Wolves analysts charged with stealing strategic NBA information. Somak Sakar, at age 33, he was arrested, fired, and now you got a crime. Suns signed two-time All-Star Isaiah Thomas to a 10-day contract, which brings him back with the Suns for a second stint, another stint with them, brings him back with that. Big ups to that on that move. Pistons center Isaiah Stewart will sit out the rest of the season with a hamstring strain. And they also lose rookie for Ashura Thomas to miss the rest of the season because he had blood clots. So, because you get in that situation, he'll miss the rest of the season until he's cleared to play activities. But he's done for the rest of the season. And that's pretty much what's going on this week, but stay tuned for another edition of Dragon Sports Live. Well, it's about to go down, and it's going to be an exciting day. But I'm Dante Payne. You listen to Dragon Sports Live, and I'm signing off. And I'm sorry for all those people who's watching on live that, you know, see that I ran into some technical issues or my computer starts tweaking. But it'll get better. It will get better. That's the only thing we can do is improve. Until then, peace out.